Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben. Well, there was a trade that took place. A trade for a WNBA player that doesn't like America, who decided to break the law in Russia and decided to say that in America we shouldn't play the national anthem, that we traded for a merchant of death, an arms dealer that was wanted around the world. The media is reporting this as an amazing, great moment for Joe Biden. And a great moment because we got back a very important person. Van Jones over at CNN, he put it this way as he talked about Brittney Griner being freed in exchange for the convicted arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death, saying it's important that we got her back because, quote, you can't allow a black female icon to be treated like garbage.
On a plane back to the United States, free, coming home, this exchange, we're told, happened at the Abu Dhabi airport. You see there on your screen the podium at the White House. The president expected to speak, supposed to start at 8:30, is a little bit late, but he's going to speak. And we're told that there are maybe some family members there. Yeah. The president and the vice president on the call when this happened and making this decision. What do you make of this?
This is huge. This is huge. First of all, that's a decade-defining image. When you saw her wife sitting there, Kamala Harris is there, the president's there, such a human image. And yet it just shows this president got it done. He cared enough about this individual person to get her home. It was shocking for young Americans to see an icon like that snatched, locked up, treated like garbage. And she was never 9 years, 10 years for bringing some cannabis oil.
Medically
prescribed. So these are decade-defining images. I guarantee you there are going to be young people 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now who will remember this moment because she is an icon. And it's really, really extraordinary. And people are going to talk about, oh, well, this other guy, he's so terrible. You know what? There's a lot of terrible people in the world. There's a lot of terrible people in Russia. But what you don't have and what you can't allow to happen is to have a black female icon treated like garbage and America do nothing about it. So
a black icon, right? A black female icon be treated like garbage. You notice he said nothing about an actual American hero that was left behind. Someone who'd been there treated like garbage for more than 4 years. Someone who served his country. Someone who should matter and should have been traded, but we decided, screw it. Who cares, right? Because we got the icon back. We got the black lesbian female icon back, and among young people, this is what mattered, so that's why the president did it. He also dismissed who Victor Bout is, the Merchant of Death. The media cared about that story back in 2010 when it happened. In fact, so much so that 60 Minutes dedicated 15 minutes to telling the story about the Merchant of Death and just how bad of a human being he was. But apparently today, no one cares that we traded a WNBA star because apparently she's an icon and left another American behind. But before I get to that, I want to tell you about an awesome gift that you can give for Christmas to anybody on your list as an outdoorsman. It is TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable Bluetooth speaker on the market. And this is a gift for anybody that loves to tailgate, loves to be outside, loves to go to sporting events. If you have kids on sporting teams, you will love this speaker. And if you want to have a gift that you know will be used for years to come, you need to check out TurtleBox. I've got one. It is awesome. And it is truly portable, waterproof speaker, the loudest on the market. You need to check them out. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com, all right, /Ben. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. You'll also get $20 off when you use my promo code at checkout, which will save you money. Go to TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben to get the ultimate Christmas gift for any outdoorsman or anybody in your life that loves music outside that's truly portable audio. TurtleBoxAudio.com/Ben. Now, you might want to know about the other American that was left behind. Paul Whelan served as a police officer in Michigan for 15 years, right? So that doesn't fit the narrative of the left because they, what do they want to do? They want to defund police officers. They want to defund law and order. And the other problem is he's just another white guy, so screw him. Paul Whelan also enlisted in the Marines in 1994. In fact, Paul Whelan was deployed to Iraq in 2004. Paul Whelan came back an American hero. And then on December 28th, 2018, look at your calendar today and think about how long it's been since December the 28th of 2018. That's how long Paul has been in jail in Russia. He was accused of espionage in Russia. That was a lie. Did Biden do anything to free him? No. So to recap, we just gave Russia back one of the biggest terrorists in the world for a WNBA player who actually hates our country. We send $100 billion to Ukraine at the same time to fight Russia. And then we have literally given Russia their number one arms dealer that they desperately need back. And we did this in exchange for a basketball player who's a, quote, icon for young people. I hate to say it, but this is par for the Biden administration. This is par for the course. The other thing that people don't understand is why they made this trade now. This wasn't because America was the one saying, let's make the trade. Of course, we wanted a trade, but this was Russia's time where it made sense. Why? Because they desperately needed to get their arms dealer back. One of the things that has actually happened, so that you understand, one of the important things that has happened is Russia is running out of some of the weapons they need to finish off the job or really re-engage in Ukraine. And this is the arms dealer that knows how to get the weapons that are needed. Secretary Anthony Blinken tweeted out, after months of wrongful detention in Russia, Brittany Griner's on her way home to her wife and her other loved ones. We will not cease in our efforts until Paul Whelan is back with his family, too. This was the opportunity, maybe the only opportunity, to actually get him back. But don't worry. This wasn't about that. This is about an icon, a moment where you could make the liberal left happy. You have a WNBA player. She's African-American, she's a lesbian, checks all the boxes. Let's get her back because that'll give us a bigger boost in the polls. What's going to happen because of this trade? Russia gets back the person they so desperately need to get them back in the game when it comes to trafficking on the black market for arms that they need for their soldiers to finish off the job and kill innocent people in Ukraine. We already know what Russia has done to innocent people in Ukraine. We know they've tortured them. We know they've raped them. We know they've had mass graves. But one of the things that's happened that has stopped them, one of the things that's been a real problem for Russia, is the fact that Russia has not a lot of arms that they had stockpiled from what we've been told. and that's a problem for them. So who do you go to, and how do you get the arms deals done? You bring back the number one arms dealer in the world. You bring back the mercenary of death. You bring back Viktor Bout, because right now he's worth more to Russia than at any other point since we got him. And back in 2010, getting Viktor Bout was such a big deal that 60 Minutes, right, the liberal news media, did an entire show just about how important it was to get this guy out of the world stage, out of the world game. Take a listen to what they had to say.
Rarely does the U.S. government want anyone more than it wanted this man. His name is Viktor Bout, and he's known as the Merchant of Death. U.S. government officials say Bout became the world's most notorious arms dealer by fueling civil wars around the world. Courted by drug lords and dictators, the U.S. saw him as a threat because of his ability to arm terrorists targeting the United States. A former Russian military officer, Bout has been protected by powerful friends and long considered untouchable by law enforcement. But 3 years ago, the DEA devised a bold undercover operation to capture him. This past week, they brought him to New York to face terrorism charges. Tonight, those at the heart of Operation Relentless, a sting that spanned three continents, tell the story behind it for the first time.
Viktor Bout, in my eyes, is one of the most dangerous men on the face of the earth.
On the face of the earth.
Without a doubt.
Mike Braun, the former chief of operations for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, told us Bout first exploded on the scene in war-torn West Africa in the late 1980s. Elevating bloody conflicts from machetes and single-shot rifles to
AK-47s, not by the thousands, but by the tens of thousands.
So he weaponizes civil war in Africa.
He transformed these young adolescent warriors into insidious, mindless, maniacally driven killing machines that operated with assembly line efficiencies.
Now 43, Bout from the Soviet Republic of Tajikistan is a mystery man who reportedly served in the Soviet Air Force and intelligence service. The U.S. has indicted him on four terror-related charges, including conspiracy to kill Americans. What makes him a threat to the United States?
He is a shadow facilitator. He's arming not only designated terrorist groups, insurgent groups, but he's also arming very powerful drug trafficking cartels around the globe.
So let me get this straight. The guy who America wanted more than anybody else in the world and literally moved heaven and earth to go get him, and a guy that the U.S. government at the time was saying was our top person we wanted to nail because so many people were dying because of what he was doing, we just traded, I'm going to use the words of Van Jones here, this guy who is desperately needed by the Russian government right now more than ever because they want to literally wipe out everybody in Ukraine. To get it done, we did it because, quote, you can't allow a black female icon to be treated like garbage. Paul Whelan's been there for 4 years as an American soldier and a former police officer who served his country. He's been treated like garbage. In fact, Paul Whelan is speaking out after the Griner released, saying Biden did have a choice. Biden, of course, told the world he didn't, right? He didn't have a choice. Retired Marine Paul Whelan is speaking out after the release of the WNBA player Brittany Griner from Russian prison.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, before I get into more of that, I want to tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile real quick. You may see a lot of bait and switch offers for free phones, free iPhones. Well, they're usually too good to be true, just like freedom itself. Nothing is free. Mobile phone companies not only lock you into long-term contracts, but they also build the price of the phone into your bill with hidden fees. With Patriot Mobile, they can show you how to get that same iPhone interest-free without the games and no contract at Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks because they use the same towers as the major carrier that you're probably on right now. So if you want to get great service and you want to know you're working with a company that supports conservative causes, that every month when you pay your bill, they actually take a portion of your bill and they give it back to causes like First and Second Amendment issues and the right to life as well as adoptions, then you need to check out Patriot Mobile. Go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation today with the offer code Ferguson plus other great savings. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT. Whelan was detained in Russia in 2018. This is an American hero. Russian authorities needed leverage with the U.S., and they claimed at the time that he was involved in an intelligence operation. He has now said in an exclusive phone call with CNN, "I am greatly disappointed that more has not been done to secure my release, especially as the four-year anniversary of my arrest is coming up. I was arrested for a crime that never occurred." And that's different, by the way, than Brittany Griner. Brittany Griner did break the law in Russia. Let's be clear about that. She did have an illegal substance in Russia when she was detained at the airport. That's on her. Whelan also went on to say to CNN, quote, "I don't understand why I'm still sitting here. Let me explain it to you. You're not an icon," right? Let's go back. Again, I want to play this because this is how sick the media is. This is Van Jones being asked that question about Brittany Griner, saying we had to get it done because you can't allow a black female icon to be treated like garbage.
Vice President, on the call when this happened and making this decision, what do you make of this?
This is huge. This is huge. First of all, that's a decade-defining image. When you saw her wife sitting there, Kamala Harris is there, the president's there, such a human image. And yet, it just shows this president got it done. He cared enough about this individual person to get her home. It was shocking. For young Americans to see an icon like that snatched, locked up, treated like garbage. And she was never 9 years, 10 years for bringing some cannabis oil.
Medically prescribed.
So these are decade defining images. I guarantee you there are going to be young people 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now who will remember this moment because she is an icon. And it's really, really extraordinary. And people are going to talk about, oh, well, this other guy, he's so terrible. You know what? There's a lot of terrible people in the world. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of terrible people in Russia. But what you don't have and what you can't allow to happen is to have a black female icon mm-hmm. treated like garbage and America do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm. There it is. That's exactly why Paul Whelan is still there. I don't understand why I'm still here. It's because you're not a black lesbian icon of the WNBA. You just served your country. You just were a police officer. You were wrongfully detained for doing nothing wrong. Doesn't matter, right? Because this is the dude that the White House doesn't care about because he's a white guy. Whelan said he was happy for Griner's release. He explained he was led to believe that things were moving in the right direction, that the governments were negotiating, and that something would happen fairly soon. Imagine what he's feeling today. When asked whether it surprised him that he was not included in the swap for Russian arms dealer, Victor Bout, Whelan said he was. According to Whelan, he was told because the Russians claimed he was a spy, they put me at a higher level than they did with Trevor Reed and Brittany. He explained that raised a lot of concerns because none of it's true. They're trying to get out of the United States what the United States may not be able to provide. But this is basically political extortion. Acknowledgingly, he has been placed in a different category by Griner, Whelan said. They've always considered me to be at a higher level than the other criminals of my sort, and for whatever reason, I'm treated differently than other individuals here from a Western country. That's also on a charge of espionage. So even though we're both here for espionage, I'm treated much differently than he is. And my treatment is also much different than others held for espionage at the prisons, quote unquote. That's what Griner said. Additionally, Whelan expressed his hope that President Joe Biden and his administration would do, quote, everything they could to get me home, regardless of the price that may have to be paid at this point. Yet I would say that if a message could go to President Biden, that it's a precarious situation that needs to be resolved quickly. The retired Marine has spoken to an administration official about the matter, but believes, quote, that message really needs to go to people like the president so they understand personally what I'm dealing with and what we deal with in these foreign prisons under these circumstances. Biden delivered, of course, his remarks following Griner's release and said, you know, we're going to get him out, right? We'll never give up. Ha ha. Yeah, okay, sure. We believe you. Don't worry. We checked that box, though, when the president announced all this, saying we'll never give up, right? Never.
We never forgot about Brittany. We've not forgotten about Paul Whelan, who's been unjustly detained in Russia for years. This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's. And while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we are not giving up. We will never give up. We remain in close touch with Paul's family, the Whelan family, and my thoughts and prayers are with them today. They have to have such mixed emotions today. And we'll keep negotiating in good faith for Paul's release. I guarantee that. I say that to the family. I guarantee you. And I urge Russia to do the same to ensure that Paul's health and humane treatment maintained until we are able to bring him home.
Let me say something else about this. There was a choice. There's always a choice. To imply that there wasn't means that you're being dictated to by Russia. President Trump freed three students from China, did not trade a Russian's arms dealer in the process. President Trump freed three Americans from North Korea. He didn't trade a Russian's arms dealer then either. President Trump freed two different people from Egypt, for example, and he didn't trade a Russian arms dealer then either. The idea, to be very clear, that right now, somehow, all right, that this was... You had to make this deal. No. You look at Brittany Griner, you look at the Marine, Paul Whelan, both Americans, both were convicted in Russian courts on dubious charges, except Griner's were legitimate. Both serving multi-year sentences in a Russian prison, except one of them's been there for 4 years, the other one was there for 9 months. Both of them dealing with these same circumstances. The only difference is Brittany actually doesn't like America, and said that the national anthem should not be played at WNBA games. Paul actually served his American country in uniform. So guess which one Biden traded a actual terrorist to free? You know, Brittany Griner. So let's go back to that 60 Minutes interview for a moment back in 2010. You would think that the media would be playing this for you and reminding you of just how bad the mercenary of death really is. Of course not, right? Because now it doesn't fit the narrative, even though in 2010 they wanted you to know everything about this huge victory for America getting this arms dealer off the streets. An arms dealer that now Russia gets to use again to do the black market dealings that Russia needs to get the weapons they need to kill innocent men, women, and children in Ukraine.
Taking advantage of Russian military contacts at the highest levels and the collapse of the Soviet Union, federal prosecutors allege Boot essentially became a one-stop shop, offering an unlimited supply of stockpiled Cold War weapons to bad guys around the world, including Charles Taylor of Liberia, who's now on trial for war crimes. According to the U.S. indictment, Boot had a unique selling point when it came to weapons trafficking, a fleet of cargo airplanes capable of transporting weapons and military equipment anytime, anywhere, more than 60 planes in all, his own private air force.
Those Russian aircraft were built like flying dump trucks. He could move this stuff and drop it with pinpoint accuracy to any desert, to any jungle, to any other remote place in the world, right into the hands of what I refer to as the potpourri of global scum.
By the late 1990s, Boot was a legend in the shadowy world of illicit arms dealing. So elusive that the only two pictures that surfaced of him back then were taken without Boot's knowledge by a Belgian photographer. Later, Boot became the inspiration behind the Nicolas Cage character in the movie Lord of War.
I was an equal opportunity merchant of death. I supplied every army but the Salvation Army.
U.S. Treasury documents reveal a Boot empire so sophisticated, so complex, hidden behind a thick curtain of front companies, that even the U.S. government unwittingly contracted with two of his companies to deliver supplies to U.S. troops in Iraq. Juan Zarate, Deputy National Security Advisor in the second Bush White House and a CBS News consultant, told us hiring Boot was a mistake.
This was one of the grave complications for the United States. Victor Boot's tentacles reached so far and so deep that he had access to planes that could provide services for the U.S. government.
Zarate admitted the U.S. could do business with Boot, but it couldn't catch him.
That's insane, by the way. It's totally insane. This guy was so big at what he was doing that we actually contract with him to drop stuff for American soldiers and didn't even realize that we were doing it because that's how far his tentacles were reaching. But we couldn't catch him. That's how good he was. That's how big he was because he was the mercenary of death. And we caught him and we had him in prison. Not only did we catch him, not only did we have him in prison, but we've now traded him for a WNBA star because Biden had to get it done. Quote, Van Jones, CNN, you can't allow a black female icon to be treated like garbage, but apparently you can have an actual American war hero treated like garbage for 4+ years in a prison in Russia. His life doesn't matter. And who cares? By the way, every Democrat out there that is anti-gun and wants gun control, this is the dude that sells guns by the tens of thousands.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
To the worst people in the world. The gun control issue really should be the center point of the anger and the disdain, I think, for Democrats in this deal. An arms dealer, that's all he does. He gives people the weapons needed to murder people, massacre people, commit genocide. This guy can help people commit genocide. Kill women and children, innocent people. Put more guns out into the world than probably any other arms dealer that we've ever known of in modern times. So if you think that this was a good trade because you got back your woke Brittany Griner, you're an idiot. Don't ever lecture me about guns because this is a guy, that's all he does. And we're not talking about a little bit of money. We're not talking about, you know, 5,000 guns here, 10,000. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of thousands of guns that he has sent out into the world to kill innocent people. And he gives them to the warlords and to the smugglers and the drug dealers and to people that take it out on their citizens. And then you want to talk about gun control? Do you have any idea how many of these guns are going to be used to massacre people? These are the guns that go to the worst people all over the world. And that's who you caught. That's who America caught. That is who... 60 Minutes decided to do an entire show about. Oh, but we got Brittany Griner back, right? Van Jones, CNN, We had to get it done. You can't allow a black female icon to be treated like garbage. Young people will respond to that. Who cares if an American's dying over there rotting in prison who actually served his country? Who cares if she was only there for 9 months while he's been there for 4 years? But there's also a much bigger precedent here that we also need to just put into perspective. You have to look at what this actually means. Look at what this means for our foreign policy now. You have Biden, not only is he saying, leaving a Marine, Paul Whelan, behind in Russia for Brittany Griner in a swap that is a catastrophe, but you've now just given the rest of the world and bad actors of the world everything that they need to know about you and how you will respond to swiping Americans. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this out earlier. He said, you guys know how to make sure Putin keeps arresting Americans and severely punishing them? Trade him an arms dealer, a.k.a. the merchant of death, someone guilty of conspiring to kill Americans and aiding a terrorist organization for an American-hating WNBA activist. Great trade. He said the same administration pushing gun control here at home, making it harder for law-abiding citizens to defend themselves and their families, just released an international arms dealer who conspired to kill Americans. Just let that sink in, folks. It's about control, not guns. You know, there's no way that these people around the world are not going to look at this data, this information, and think to themselves, maybe we should keep doing this. This is not going to stop Americans from being imprisoned around the world. It's going to give dictators and tyrants now leverage over the United States of America. What's the downside now of taking an American and holding them hostage? Really, what is the downside? Someone tell me what that downside is now, because I want to know. So back to the 60 Minutes 2010 expose about how bad the guy is we traded today. The media not telling you any of the story in 2022. That's why I had to go back to 2010 to remind you of it.
I had always thought of Victor Boot as untouchable. And I also, frankly, didn't think that anyone could get to him.
A challenge Zarate from the White House threw out at a meeting with Mike Braun and his DEA team. The DEA had just pulled off a string of extraordinarily successful captures of high-value terrorism targets around the world, like Afghan drug lords.
DEA agents live for the hunt.
Mike, no one had even gotten a sniff on this guy.
Let me tell you something, Armin. When I'm sitting there next to Juan, and my guys are sitting across the table from him, the very best that our government's got to offer, and he tosses this out on the table, and I look him in the eyes, and they're looking back at me like, we'll do this. We can do this.
But it was about a 5% chance in the back of my mind. And so, you know, I wished them well, and I went back to the White House.
Mike Braun's thinking 95%, okay? 5 and 95 make 100. He was going down. He was in our crosshairs.
The DEA supervisor put in charge of the hunt for Victor Boot was Louis Milioni.
We felt that we could create a scenario that would pull him in.
The plan was to pull Boot out of Moscow with a huge arms deal he couldn't refuse. To do that, the DEA hired an undercover agent to contact a trusted associate of Boot's named Andrew Smullyan. The DEA operative said he had a big business deal for Boot.
I'm thinking in terms of fishing here. It's almost like you've thrown the line in the water. There's a little bit of bait. This is a business proposition, and you're waiting to see if anything comes back with a nibble.
We're really waiting to see what Smullyan says and what he says about Boot.
And that as it comes back, spoke to Boris, anything possible with farming equipment.
That's correct.
Boris was code for Boot, farming equipment for weapons. That exchange led to the island of Curaçao, a few hundred miles off the coast of Colombia. It was here that Boot's buddy, Andrew Smullyan, would first meet the two DEA undercover operatives posing as officials in the Colombian rebel terrorist group known as the FARC.
I tell you this story, or I let 60 Minutes tell you the story from 2010, because I want you to understand how important this guy was. This is how important it was. White House press secretary, by the way, very upset, stormed out of her White House press briefing after telling the American people that, you know, Brittany Griner's release, she represents the best of America. That's her words, not mine. And then she gets angry and storms out of the room after the media isn't taking everything that she's saying, you know, just verbatim, right? They're actually asking some questions about why did you leave this guy in the military behind from the U.S. military that's in Russia who's been there for 4 years, not 9 months. Listen.
Can you take a question on the U.S. Africa summit? Why is it so hard to take a question on the U.S. Africa summit when the president is meeting 50 African leaders, the biggest gathering of leaders of his administration? Why is it hard for you to give me a question?
It is not hard. Would you let me answer the question? Go ahead. So your colleague is going to ask a question. Go ahead.
I literally just tried to answer your question.
You shut me down. So now your colleague is going to...
Let me ask the question first before you
answer. Okay. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow.
Question out of respect for America.
There it is, right? How dare you actually challenge her? She'll walk out of the room. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm going to storm out of the briefing room after losing her patience because someone didn't allow her to get away with her lies. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide on gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. Also, White House press secretary refusing to say American teacher Mark Fogel serving 14 years in a maximum security Russian prison is wrongfully detained today. Again, telling you everything you need to know about this administration. They'll get you back if you're a woke, liberal, African-American woman who young people say is an icon, but outside that, we'll let you rot in prison.
Back on Mark Fogel for a second. He's doing a 14-year sentence for less than an ounce of pot. Would you say he's been wrongfully detained? There's some long, well, maybe you want to classify it that way.
Again, I can't speak to any individual specific case at this time. I would refer you to the State Department. Everyone has a different classification. I don't want to get ahead of what the State Department is looking to move forward, or how their diplomatic conversations, or how they're looking to move forward with that particular person. But we want Americans to know that their safety and security is among our highest priorities. Again,
is it really? Seriously? Because if Ben Ferguson goes over to Russia and gets detained, wrongfully accused of something, or anybody else, and I don't fit your woke mold, does my life really matter? Because you say that Brittany Griner represents the best of America when she actually is anti-American and actually said that the national anthem should not be played at WNBA games.
President Biden keeps his promises, and today he fulfilled a deeply important promise to bring Brittany Griner home to a family that loves her, a team that misses her, and a country that has marveled at her strength and courage. Brittany's safe return home is the product of months and months of painstaking negotiations that were the culmination of extraordinary efforts across the U.S. government. Officials from the White House, the State Department, and across the administration worked tirelessly and relentlessly to see this moment through. As the Secretary of State said publicly in July, We have been engaging in intense negotiations with Russia, pursuing many different avenues over the course of last 6 months to secure Brittany's release. And we know Brittany fought tirelessly too. Throughout her ordeal, we saw Brittany, a two-time Olympic gold medalist for Team USA, demonstrate strength, courage, and dignity. As the president said this morning, she represents the best of America.
The best of America. Okay, so all the other people there that actually stood up for America, fought on behalf of America, protected America, went to war in Iraq on behalf of America, those people, no. Those are the ones that we actually don't say anything, we don't do anything about. How does that work? Van Jones is right. If you're an American citizen that is woke, it's African American, lesbian, that is an icon, a celebrity, your life matters more than an American citizen who serves their country. And they're willing to trade you because they value that life so much more. And they're willing to trade you for an arms dealer that's going to go out there and is going to now be involved in murdering countless people around the world, including countless people in Ukraine. That is why the Russians needed this deal now. They needed the arms dealer back because he's got the back channels. He understands the black market better than anyone, and he will get them everything they need. Make sure you share this podcast with your family and friends so people understand exactly what we traded. They understand the facts. Please share this on social media. Also, make sure you write us a 5-star review as well, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.